Hello world, and welcome to Jamal's show, where we have daily discussions about everything impacting me and society and culture and how I may relate to you. Now, before I get started, I must say I truly apologize. I know it's been a long time since I posted a podcast, but I must tell you I've been very busy, doing lots of amazing things with my company. And just me as an actor, I have so many amazing projects that are coming out and I'm thankful for, and I'm looking forward to announcing them soon, but for right now, I have to keep them on the hush-hush. But I just wanted to tell all of you guys, I apologize for not posting anything in a while, and I'll make sure to try to give you something fresh and juicy every week moving forward as my schedule permits. But today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the underdog. And hopefully, most of you have had the opportunity to check out the NCAA tournament, the March Madness going on, some amazing games happening. And I really want to talk about the underdog. Now, there's been a mid-major that's shocked the world, Loyola of Chicago. I think they have a population of maybe 2,000 students or so at that school. But I must say that they have been doing some amazing things. They've made it to the Final Four. They have a opportunity to play Michigan in the Final Four. And actually have opportunity to play for the national championship if they beat Michigan. Now, Michigan is a fantastic team, but I've been listening to many of the sports analysts this morning, and one individual said that he doesn't want to see Loyola of Chicago face off against the opposing team, which is going to be two number one seeds, Villanova or Kansas, whoever makes it. They were number one seeds in the NCAA tournament. So one of them is going to play for a national championship. And so with that being said, Loyola of Chicago plays Michigan, and if they win, one of these analysts said that, hey, they don't want to see Loyola of Chicago face off against Villanova or Kansas because they're a small school. I highly, highly disagree with that. I think everybody should have an opportunity to show how good they are. Frankly, I came from what they classify as a mid-major, played ball there. And unfortunately, during my time, we did make it to the NCAA tournament, but afterwards, they made it a few times to the NCAA tournament. I went to UC Santa Barbara, and so I'm a big constituent of the mid-majors shocking the world, because it goes to show you that there's talent all across the country, and realistically, the underdog can be the major dog. And so, yes, I would love to see Loyola of Chicago face off against one of these number one teams and give them a true run for their money, because at the end of the day, you know, I feel like a lot of these players, these athletes that might end up going to a mid-major school, they might not have the opportunity to play in the AAU leagues or all these other different invitations to basketball camps, to have the exposure that they need to be seen by a major university. And so they end up going to a mid-major. Some of them might not be talented enough, but there's a lot of talent in these mid-major schools, Division II schools, and NAIA schools that have enough talent to play professional. I mean, there's so many players that have actually transitioned from a Division III, Division II, or smaller Division I that have went on to play professional sports at a high, high level. I mean, I can give you examples from Antonio Gates, who played college basketball, amazing, one of the best tight ends, to play NFL football. You have Scottie Pippen, went to a small division, I think I went to a Division III school. Terrell Owens, which was small Division I maybe, or Division II school. Then you have Derek Fisher, went to a Division III school. All these guys made amazing, amazing things happen in their professional careers. So that's just a key testament to let you know, don't give up on the underdog because they might shock you. So with all that being said, always stay sexy. Until next time, this is Jamal out.